Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, one-a-day brand, multiple vitamins, and many other fine pharmaceutical products, present Just Plain Bill. Now, Just Plain Bill, the story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real-life story of people just like people we all know. When you hear a lady say this,
"I've got a nasty headache,"
chances are you'll soon hear this. Yes, that's the sound of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. First aid for headache pain. And if you haven't tried Alka-Seltzer for headache relief, you should. You'll like Alka-Seltzer from the very first. The way it sparkles up to make a fresh, tangy solution. And once you drink it, you'll like the way Alka-Seltzer goes right to work to relieve your headache pain. Alka-Seltzer contains a really effective pain reliever, sodium acetyl salicylate. And because the system absorbs more pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer, that pain can soon be gone.
Alka-Seltzer relieves a headache in a hurry.
So get a package of Alka-Seltzer today. And now, Just Plain Bill. Bill Davidson is making the fight of his life for his lovely young daughter, Nancy Donovan. For Nancy is charged with murder, and the police have found the murder gun with Nancy's fingerprints on it. We heard Bill say to his lawyer, Peter Dyke Hampton, in anguish,
"Peter, my daughter Nancy is innocent. She's never touched a gun in her life. How could her fingerprints be on that gun?"
"Somebody tricked Nancy into touching the gun, Bill. Somebody who wants Nancy to look guilty. And that's the real killer."
"Well, then we've got to find him, Peter. That's the only way we'll prove Nancy is innocent."
"Yes, but we've also got to protect Nancy, Bill. The police want Nancy under guard, so I've arranged for Nancy to stay out at Hampton House. That's my old family place outside of town. In the custody of my housekeeper and Mrs. McTavish."
"Oh, but Peter, that's a big, lonely house for Nancy to stay in."
"It's better than prison. Bill, Nancy is in grave danger every minute. Mrs. McTavish will watch her constantly. Our job is to free Nancy, but it's also to keep her safe. Mark my words, the real criminal is going to strike again. And he's going to try to plant a final piece of evidence against Nancy. He's going to stop at nothing."
Meanwhile, the sinister big boss, who is actually responsible for the murder, is posing as a respectable businessman, while his clever accomplice, Rose Delmar, carries out his orders to plant the false evidence that will convict Nancy of murder. Yesterday, the big boss gave his final order to Rose: to get a copy of Nancy Donovan's handwriting so the criminals could forge a confession that Nancy intended to murder Thelma Nelson. But Rose returned, pale and frightened, from Hampton House, saying,
"Boss, I went out there. I sneaked in and I got to the second floor. I tried to open a door. I thought it might be Nancy's. Then the housekeeper saw me. That Mrs. McTavish, she was furious. She told me that door was never opened. There's a curse on the house, and it's behind that door."